USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is to put his signature today on an extension of the coronavirus-related small business loan program that ran out of money last week. The measure gives more cash to help small businesses keep workers on the payroll amid the coronavirus outbreak. The House passed it yesterday with an overwhelming majority. The Democratic-led chamber also authorized a new special select committee to conduct oversight on coronavirus stimulus spending.
The yeas are 212 and the nays are 182. The resolution is adopted.
Democrats say they need to make sure stimulus dollars are being spent properly. Republicans say the panel's unnecessary as the House already has committees conducting oversight. President Trump now says he may extend social distancing guidelines to pass the 1st of May, and this is USA Radio News.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Georgia is reopening its economy today despite President Trump's disapproval. Salons, barbershops, gyms, and tattoo shops will reopen in the state. Restaurants will reopen on Monday. The lieutenant governor there says they're handing down a long list of rules and regulations, though, that businesses must follow to prevent spreading the coronavirus. Most businesses hit hard by the pandemic, but one sector is reporting record sales.
It's consumer staples. That reports a 22% increase since March 23rd as shoppers began stocking up on groceries, cleaning supplies, and, of course, paper products like bathroom tissue. Kimberly Clark of the Irving, Texas-based corporation reports net sales were $5 billion, led by a 13% jump in tissue paper sales. I'm John Clemens.
And Heisman Trophy winner Joe Burrow is the top pick in the 2020 NFL draft by the Cincinnati Bengals. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
Once you start taking it, if you stop, you realize how much it was helping you because all those pains and stuff start coming back.
I've always felt very tired and I just don't have any energy, and that's all changed. I can't remember the last time I felt as good as I do now.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
A U.S. Homeland Security science expert says the coronavirus decays faster in warmer situations, which is promising news as summer is coming closer. In a daily briefing, William Bryan said that direct solar light has a powerful effect on killing the virus, along with increased temperatures and humidity. And he added that conversely, the virus does seem to survive best in cooler temperatures and dry conditions. China says it's going to donate an extra $30 million to the World Health Organization after President Trump cut off U.S. funding for the organization. China's foreign ministry is saying that the donation reflects Beijing's support and trust in the WHO. A ministry spokesman saying the donation, along with $20 million that China gave it last month, will support the global fight against the coronavirus pandemic and, in its words, strengthen developing countries' health systems. China's pledge coming on the same day that U.S. officials have been saying that the administration might never give any more money to the WHO and continued to slam China for underreporting the nature of the virus when it first cropped up last fall. You can find us anytime online at usaradio.com. That's usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.